Welcome to a new edition of the Elaborate Podcast. This new series is called Storytime, and the very first story we are looking at is entitled Podcast. In this tale, the protagonist buys a podcast microphone because he wishes to set up his very own podcast show. And every month, we will upload a new story in the series looking at different characters and different situations. So without further ado, please enjoy the story which follows in part two. I held a silver microphone in my hand. This will do, I thought to myself. It was the cheapest and it looked the part. The sales guy said the most expensive ones had the best sound quality. He said I could put my money where my mouth was. After all, I was a born communicator. Not because of any specific talent, you see. Rather, I've often slipped into jobs where I talk. I talk in the voice of a teacher. I've spoken as a call center operator. And I once called out bingo numbers to a sea of women with a collective age in quadruple figures. I left the shop behind me, and my mouth felt the distance between it and the 64 yo-yos I paid for the microphone. I felt thirsty. My mouth was a cracked pavement, with words falling into the lines of my tongue. I could barely think or speak. I needed a drink badly, and that need paced the perimeters of my inner monologue, guiding my thinking towards an inevitable idea. Go to a bar. So I did. The barmaid was a small woman, with the wide legs of someone who forgot to come back up after a squat. She was tired and her wet mouth blew fatigue into the air. I could smell it. The air was thick with it. And it settled into thick heaps on the forgotten floor. Morsels of toothpicks, napkins, and meat stacking themselves along the bar. The microphone shook with the glint of something that didn't belong there. What do you want? Beer? And water? I had to kill time. I was headed for the train station. I had to work my way through 45 minutes before that. It was enough time to compose a theme song or a musical interlude for the show. Ah, what about the title? And the guests? Was it a phone-in show? Wait, a podcast isn't live, so it wouldn't be a show that people could call. Though I couldn't legislate for people shouting at the podcast. The problem with the music was there, so there was a burden of choice. I could look at the websites and great banks and resources of songs and music and compositions from unknown people. On one, they had a genre called banter, and it was full of people cutting strips off each other. I didn't know if any of it was real or not, but I liked it more than anything else in the world. Another genre is called old-timey. Sound clips enter the living room of your mind, and I found myself unusually preoccupied with fuel shortages and the decline of the steel industry. Every thought in my mind even, sounded like the breaking and crackling of wood in a hearth of fire and energy. So what do you do then? I work in broadcasting, I said. It's not a lie if you really want to believe it. TV? No, podcasts. It's the future. Everybody's tuning in. I meant to say downloading. People love them. They're like a big conversation. A conversation. People can't answer back in a podcast. She landed an uppercut from her squatting position. Well, people can comment on social media. That's not much of a conversation, she said. I needed something to talk about on the show. I looked around and saw the chipped brown floor of a bar that bore the scars of other people's good times. I said floor, but I meant floors. The bar had little conspiratorial nooks and crannies that divided the establishment into different sectors. The ground had little frontiers nestling against door frames, and it snaked around little islands of stools and decapitated pool cues. It was a podcast, though, and I had a license to talk about anything. I kept looking down, and the girl behind the counter could have said, "My eyes are up here," but she didn't. And that was the end of that. I thought about a girl in the business where I teach English as a second language. I don't know why I did, but she just popped into my mind. She wasn't a student, and I didn't have time to teach her. She wanted classes like a demon, and it upset her that our colleagues had them. I arrived one day to see she had a big, big grin on her face, because she had her own pet professor. She bounced away from me into a makeshift classroom, with that big grin still on her face. I would say it was a shit-eating grin, but I doubt even dung beetles are this happy in their work. We were just voices to them, really. We had a new kind of class system. They had big, smug smiles instead of big, smug houses, and we, the peasants, serviced them orally whenever required. Usually, twice a week. Hello, teacher. The world needs to hear about this. I left the bar and walked past a second-hand bookshop. Old books could be smelled in the air like flowers of knowledge waiting to be picked by the old and the romantic. They had little trays of cracking books piled outside the shop, presumably for the casual book lover who was just window shopping. Will that book look good in my hands? It seemed that only books and voices had a chance to age well, unlike the old escort selling a different type of knowledge two streets away. I hopped onto the metro. I now only had 20 minutes to kill, and the metro would see me through that easily enough. A little boy in front of me had that smile that all children have. Life was one big joke, and they were the only ones in on it. He sat quietly for the most part, save for spasms of energetic kicking at thin air. At any rate, the metro drivers were on strike, and we moved slowly. A thin priest stood next to the door with his Catholic appetite, a purple scarf falling equally on both sides of his jumper. A homeless man selling tissues completed his caravan heading east, or west, or north, or south. I held my silver microphone close as we moved. It had already diminished in value by virtue of leaving the shop, and it would continue to do so until I plugged it in and used it. A young man spoke into his hands-free phone call with great animation. He was doing an interview with a person on the other end of the line. I admired his candor in the middle of all the commuters on our little bit of metro. I think public speaking is a weakness of mine, but I have taken a course and I feel more comfortable even, doing it now. He's wearing a suit. You couldn't tell it in his voice. I've always had an interest in this sector. It's my passion. Again, you couldn't tell it in his voice. I am an asset to any company. You could tell it in his voice. People always believe the best of themselves when talking to other people. Thank you for your time. He'd taken my time too. I was on the point of calling him a phony, but that made me uncomfortable. While I was thinking this, he laughed to himself. Paddy go ha-ha. It's a deceptively simple phrase, but it means something, like many things. No, all things. Even not meaning something means something, right? First of all, it's true. A good laugh and an honest laugh come in twos, just like the number of people you need to generate one. Aha is derisory. An insult. It's also the title of an old book, an Irish one. I think it's about bad things, so it's ironic. If memories are train wagons, do we not move forward by hitching them together and shaping those over the wheels of our deepest humanity? This happened, and what does it mean? I left the metro with the half promise of not taking philosophical succor from the place I happened to be in that particular moment in time, though I was looking forward to life lessons sponsored by the escalator. Life, you see, is full of ups and downs. It was a point underlined by the elevator that whisked people up to the street level from the subterranean depths of the public transport system. Mind the gap, the station said, concerned with my welfare. The metro station doubled as a train station, it even had buses, and I was right, where I needed to be. This was it, the end point. It had been a day of half-read newspapers and quickly scanned stories online, and I was supposed to be giving my opinion into a microphone. I checked it was still there, and I felt a reassuring bulge in my satchel. The air conditioning was keeping my voice dry, but the thought of having a beer in a train station didn't appeal to me. I wasn't toasting at a departure, or even an arrival. In fact, I rested my arm on a plastic dog. It had a hole in its back, a thin slip for depositing money. It was for a charity, for the blind. I spied coins, buttons, and odds and ends that had been shoved into the stomach of the animal, a yellow Labrador with its mouth agape. I had no change on me, though I did have a fiver. It stayed in my pocket as the train I had been waiting for had arrived. It was podcast time. I had a radio show once with a guy that had Tarzan hair. That's funny the things you remember when you're nervous. So there I was anyway, casting my pods out into the digisphere again. A pod of fat whites and whale ideas. A blubbery ballast of bull and passive belligerence that the original podcast, The Human Voice, can deliver to somewhere and to someone. All radio will be online soon, so the big boys and little ones will be sharing the same sphere. The human voice with its tenor singing like, well, a tenor, and a fat one at that. Pavarotti go eat eat. A wave of Wittgenstein falling as a wave. The pitch of it all played out, with its peaks and valleys ground into a form of sharpness and things, ideas, images, and tongues. It didn't matter anyway, any of it. But I still sat there on the train station floor, imprinting my dreams into the spit and dirt and general mess of humanity. With her, tall, dark, and beautiful. I was supposed to have a conversation with her over a microphone. I didn't know I was going to come out. Something always did, though. A tiny red light on the microphone blinked before fixing itself. Time to talk. So that was Podcast, a new story for a new series and a new playlist. We'll be posting every month a new story, so if you enjoy this first chapter, or first part, please come back for more as we expand the series and expand the playlist. Also find us on Twitter with our handle LARPA1 and with our website LARPAMedia.com.